This is the Composer's Datebook for January 21st. I'm John Burge. The English lutenist and songwriter John Dowland is one of the best-known composers from the age of Shakespeare. But there's much about him that we don't know. Dowland wrote that he was born in 1563, but didn't say where. Early biographies say he died in London on today's date in 1626, but a mid-February date seems more likely. In any case, Dowland was 63 when he died, a ripe old age in the time of plague. One early biographer described Dowland as a cheerful person passing his days in lawful merriment. But Dowland's most famous works are deeply introspective in tone, in keeping with the then-fashionable cult of melancholy and its preoccupation with tears, darkness, and death. Dowland lived in a dangerous period of bitter religious conflict. He once wrote a frantic letter from Germany warning of a Catholic plot to assassinate Queen Elizabeth. But in that same letter, Dowland confessed his own Catholic sympathies. Yet at home and abroad, he worked for eminent Protestant families and royalty. The last record we have of him as a performer dates from May of 1625, when he played at the funeral of King James I, a fitting finale to a remarkable composer of that remarkable age. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.